how do you think we could balance as a state less water with more people coming in?
That's a great question. I'm not sure that we can balance less water. Look, there's a role for conservation of water, but that cannot get us into the end zone on this issue. That alone, you can't conserve your way to a solution in water. I think we have to have serious conversations about investment of money, spending taxpayer money, and maybe there's a public-private partnership there to develop more storage capabilities for Colorado. I mean, I had heard an estimate that over the past, maybe it's 10 years, 9 years, something like that, 9 million acre-feet of water have poured out of Colorado into Nebraska above and beyond what we owe them through our already existing water compacts. And remember, the Attorney General is tasked with defending those compacts and protecting Colorado's water. So I take this very seriously. 9 million acre-feet of water is enough water to sustain cities for many, many years. If we could figure out a way to just capture the things that we're entitled to capture, it means we could take less from the western slope. It means we could give more to the eastern plains, and I think we'd be in a much better posture moving forward. If we think that we're going to conserve our way out of this, we're setting ourselves up for doom. And I also think we're going to continue to divide the state. I think the western slope is at some point going to become so frustrated with the idea that a super thirsty Denver metro area can't figure themselves out that they keep taking water from the western slope. There's going to be a rift, maybe a revolt, and I don't mean something violent, but I think it's going to make Colorado far less of the friendly state that I grew up in.
You may be aware of proposed ballot initiative 97 requiring a 2,500-foot setback for oil and gas development. What are your impressions of this ballot initiative?
Well, if what we're looking to do is to destroy one of the biggest parts of the economy in the state of Colorado and unemploy a couple hundred thousand people and take billions of dollars in tax revenue out of the coffers of the state, then yeah, we ought to move forward with a 2,500-foot setback, which really acts like a taking on private property. But I think Coloradans are smarter than that. And I think what they recognize is this would spell the end in many cases for a lot of western slope cities and towns that rely upon oil, gas, even in some cases coal extraction, and not only for their livelihoods, but to provide us with cheap, reliable energy. I think the 2,500-foot setback thing is something the environmental elitists want to have. I don't think anybody truly appreciates how many square miles of wind farms, wind turbine farms, there would have to be to make up for the shutting down of even one coal plant or to move us completely off of oil and gas. I think you're just going to see a part of the economy crater if such a thing were to pass. Oil and gas companies would just shutter their businesses and move elsewhere, is my guess. And if you're an environmental elitist, you probably think that's the best thing in the world. If you're someone that relies upon those jobs, or if you're someone that relies upon that tax revenue to allow the state to do the great things it does with services, you're also going to be pretty bummed.